Okay, so I'm going to share with you a very interesting halacha that relates to the halachas of pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. There's a very interesting dispute in the Rishonim and the Paiskim about the hierarchy in violating the laws of Shabbos when there's a situation of danger. So if, let's say, a person is very sick and he's in a situation of pikuach nefesh, or you have, let's say, a woman in labor who also has the status of a chayla masukin, someone who's in a state of danger. So halacha is, we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos on the sick person's behalf or on the woman in labor's behalf. That's the general rule, and it's kapaskin in Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Shin Chav Ches. We're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for the purpose of helping a chayla sheyesh bo sakana, and that's a well-known halacha. The question is like this: if the situation is imminent and the danger is something that could cause a medical emergency or deterioration in someone's medical situation, if you don't act immediately, then everyone agrees that you don't look to reduce the Chilul Shabbos. You don't look specifically to have a non-Jew do the Malach on your behalf or to do it with a Shinoi. If time is of essence and it's essential that you act immediately, so you got to just act and you yourself be Mechal Shabbos, no ifs, ands, or buts. That's a clear halacha and everyone agrees. If the sakana is imminent, be mechal Shabbos right away. But the question is, what if that's not the case? What if it is something that is a danger, and therefore you have to be mechal Shabbos, but you have some time. It's not imminent. It's not time is of essence type of situation. And the question is it better to have a non-Jew do the Chil Shabbos instead of me, because then I'm not personally violating the laws of Shabbos, or should I, the Yisrael, the Yid, do the Chil Shabbos instead? So it's a machlekes. The Ramah says that you should rather have the non-Jew. You should rather have the non-Jew, and this is based on the basic premise of most Paiskim, and that is that when it comes to a Chayla Mesukin, a person who's in danger, we're allowing Chil Shabbos in general, but it doesn't mean that Shabbos is completely obliterated from the scene. It's not totally lifted. The Isser of Shabbos is still here. It's just that we are allowed to push it aside for the needs of this chayla. So since the Isser of Shabbos is still here, it's the chuya. It's still here. It's just overridden. Therefore, if possible, we try to minimize the chil Shabbos as much as possible. So we'll try to get a guy. And if I don't have the ability to get a guy, so I'll do it myself, if possible, with a shinoi, with some deviation from the norm. So like this, it downgrades the Isser from an Isser deraisa to an Isser derabanan. Basically, we'll try to reduce the Isser of Shabbos as much as possible to mitigate the violation. And therefore, says Ramah, the same over here. If let's say you have to transport the chayla to the hospital and it's not an imminent danger, so I have the ability to either get a guy to do it or a yid, get the guy. The Shulchan Aruch disagrees. The Shulchan Aruch says, specifically get the Jew to do the Chil Shabbos. Don't hand it off to a guy, even if it's not time sensitive in that you have to act imminently. Mishnah Berurah says that the Taz as well follows the Mechaber and says that in this case, even Ashkenazim should follow the Shita, the opinion of the Mechaber, and specifically have the Jew be Mechal Shabbos rather than the guy. So it's a Machlekes, and the question is, why should that be so? If the Isser of Shabbos is conceptually still here, and it's just that it's pushed aside, it's overridden for the needs of the Chayla, so if I have the opportunity and the option at my disposal of using the guy, why shouldn't I use the guy? The Mishnah Berurah offers a couple of explanations. Number one, he says, if you specifically ask for a guy to do the malach on your behalf, it might cause a problem going forward in the future because people might not understand the context. And they'll see just you handing off the malach to a guy, and in the future, they'll think that specifically Chil Shabbos, even for a chayla mesukin, must be done via a non-Jew. And they might not realize that in some cases, a Jew is allowed to do it. And when a non-Jew is not available, they might think, oh, I can't be Mechal Shabbos for the Chayla. And that's obviously a terrible, terrible danger because they might just let the guy die rather than be Mechal Shabbos. So as a means to prevent such a mistaken notion in the future, we say, specifically have the Yid do it. Because if you have the guy do it, people might get the wrong notion of what's allowed for Chil Shabbos, for Sakana. That's the first explanation of the Mishnah Berurah. The second explanation is that it's because if you have a Jew do the Chil Shabbos rather than the guy, he'll do it with more zrizos. He'll do it with alacrity. He'll do it with diligence. And he'll make sure to get the chayla treated in the optimal fashion. A non-Jew is just less caring of the chayla and his situation, and just might not get the job done in a more in a efficient and effective enough way, and we're therefore hesitant to hand it off to a non-Jew. That's the second explanation of the Mishnah Berurah, that it's a practical thing. You rather have the Jew do it because he'll do it in a more effective and efficient way. That's the second explanation of the Mishnah Berurah. How do we paskin? It's a tremendous machlokes ha'poskim. The Mishnah Berurah happens to have the implication of going on the side of the Taz and the Mechaber, that you specifically should have the Jew, if it's a question of the Jew or the non-Jew. Other paskim say that the minig is generally to follow the Ramah, that if time is not of essence, you should rather get the guy. So this is a machlekes. But I'll tell you one interesting thing. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says that it's possible that the entire machlekes is only when we're talking about doing things that are actually done to treat the chayla and the sick person. However, if something's necessary for the chayla situation and will allow it because it will mitigate his sakana, however, it's not inherently connected to his treatment, but it's totally ancillary, then everyone would agree that you should rather have the non-Jew do the melacha than the Jew. For example, you're at the hospital and you have to fill out forms. Now, the forms have zero inherent connection to his treatment, but it's necessary to get the treatment off the ground. But since it's clearly a disconnected need, we therefore will tell the non-Jew to sign the papers if possible, rather than the Jew. Now, if the non-Jew is not available, we'll obviously allow the Jew to do it. But if possible, and time is not of essence, you'll have the non-Jew do that instead of the Jew. Also, Ramesha says maybe we should apply that as well to the driving of a car or van to transport the person to the hospital. Maybe that transportation is not connected inherently to the treatment. It's ancillary. And therefore, we should say that even according to the Taz and the Mechaber, if possible, and it's not time-sensitive, it's not imminent as a danger, you should have the non-Jew drive rather than the Jew in order to lessen and minimize the Chil Shabbos done for the Chayla Sukkim. Obviously, if the non-Jew is not available, you could have the Jew do it. But again, any treatment that's inherent and connected to the betterment of the Chayla situation will have the Jew do it, according to this opinion. But when it comes to something that's ancillary and disconnected to his treatment, we should rather have the guy do it than the Jew.